Well, Happy New Year. It's now officially 2020. I'm only on my lunch break right now, but I just wanted to start my new year off on a good foot with my podcast with myself. So my New Year's resolution, my goal for this year, for right now, because that's all we are is this moment, is to truly be good to myself because I deserve it. I love me, and I am not going to let the past trauma or hurt or fears or anything that is in my past affect me anymore. Because, like many people say, if you're looking back, where are you going? You're not going forward. You're stuck. You're gonna crash. It's not a good idea to drive while looking back in the rearview mirror, right? With that being said, I also am going to, excuse me. Am also committing to being patient with myself, understanding, and realistic, meaning it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of dedication. Okay, so how am I going to do this? And I highly encourage you to do this with me if you're wanting to change and grow as well. So my plan is, and I haven't written this down yet, but putting it on here is pretty indefinite anyways, and a great way for me to go back and say, oh yeah, how was I going to do that again? So to better myself, to be closer to with me, to grow and to overcome whatever it is that keeps getting in my way, which, we'll discover along the way. I'm going to start by meditating every single morning, continue to take care of my body, drinking water, going to the gym. I'm actually planning on, not sure if I'm not going to go vegan because I like milk. I like food, but I am going to cut out the red meats. That's going to be really difficult for me because I love to eat hamburgers. I love all of that unhealthy stuff, but I need to be healthy and I need to live a longer life than where I'm headed right now. And I want to feel better about me. So I've already gotten my medications. So, and I'm going to take those daily as well. Like I said, more water. I've already cut out a lot of soda intake. Next is the junk food, the sugars, the chocolate. Need to cut that down. And just take it one day at a time, one moment at a time, just like my sobriety, right? Also, when I feel alone or excuse me, or fearful or in need of somebody, I'm going to reach out for me. I will comfort me. I will be there for me completely. And then I can be there for my children, for my friends, for you. So those are my goals. Like I said, I'm on my break right now, so I'm also working from home. So I'm going to go spend a little bit of my break with my children now. And I'm also going to commit, I'm hoping to actually follow through with recording. The problem has been that I didn't have a good headset. Well, I bought myself one, and it is wireless, and there's no excuses. So I will put a reminder on my phone again and do this weekly, okay? I will talk soon. Again, Happy New Year's. Let's make it the best yet.